For some Alaskans, the Exxon Valdez oil spill changed the direction of their lives. Patience Anderson Faulkner was living in Cordova at the time. Now she's president of the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council and tries to make sure the lessons learned after the spill are never forgotten.
It's not an old story. It's a story that's ongoing.
Anderson Faulkner was recently in Washington, D.C., advocating to keep the practice of tugs guiding vessels out of the Valdez port, even when all the tankers are double-hulled. Current regulations say only single-hulled vessels must be escorted. Anderson Faulkner says her memories of the spill's aftermath are fresh.
Cordova was a little insane. I always say we were invaded, first of all, by our fishermen came back very quickly. They weren't prepared to come back because it wasn't quite our season. So we had people just scrambling to get everything ready to go out there and respond to the cleanup. Then we had a wave of news people that were wanting to find out what the heck was going on.
Anderson Faulkner says that was followed by a wave of lawyers and a wave of people helping with the cleanup. She says Cordova transformed overnight.
Getting everyone settled and while we were unsettled was a big challenge. There weren't enough hotels, there weren't enough restaurants, there weren't enough workers. Everyone was on pins and needles, and it took most of the summer for things to settle down so we could do things somewhat in a routine basis.
Anderson Faulkner says despite the depression, anger, and hopelessness the spill brought, people in Cordova rallied together and stepped up to help.
What I found in Cordova was that our leadership, and I wasn't a leader, I was just a Cordovan. Our leadership was so impacted by the media, by the lawyers, by the community, that they were almost paralyzed. I mean, they were grieving themselves, and they just didn't have the support. So it was very, very difficult for everybody.
Anderson Faulkner says working for the Prince William Sound Regional Citizens Advisory Council has given her direction. She represents Cordova District Fishermen United on the council, and as an Aleut, also belongs to the Chugach Alaska Corporation. She says her work on the council includes everything from counseling depressed fishermen to working with government and the oil industry to make sure regulations and supervision don't relax in the sound.